Let us pray. Holy Spirit, come upon us in this moment that we might see your grace to us through Jesus in the Spirit, bringing us to the Father. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. When we lived in Fort Worth, Texas, we had some friends who used to travel to the east side of town and take kung fu lessons. They would do this a couple times a week with their Sifu, as they called him, or their master. Now, Sifu was an interesting guy. Not only had he spent over 50 years studying varieties of kung fu with masters and grandmasters, but he had also worked for the United States government in various capacities. No more said. Sifu had also been the first American to win a prestigious kung fu tournament in China, of all places. He was a man dedicated to his craft, an impeccable pedigree. He could trace his lineage of kung fu tradition back 9 generations, all the way to the Shaolin monks in China. And he continued his studies. He continued, even in retirement age, to learn various forms of Chinese and study the ancient martial arts manuscripts to try to get a sense of what had been passed down. Now, the story would go that once in a while, a new kung fu studio would open up in the east side of Fort Worth, or maybe a karate dojo or whatever it was. And usually there was a little woman from the Asian market who would come running to Sifu. Sifu, Sifu, someone's opened a new studio. You gonna go there? Yes, yes. So Sifu would show up, knock on the door. Hi, I'm Sifu. I have crossed hands with Brendan Lang, who crossed hands with Wong Hung, who crossed hands with Zhang Du, who crossed hands all the way back to the Shaolin monks who received Kung Fu itself from Wang Lang hundreds of years before. And then Sifu would pause. Who are you? And usually, the individual who had just started up their kung fu studio would stutter out something. Oh, I went to the Y for a while, and I learned how to do some of this. Or I've been in my garage watching YouTube videos, and I think I know how, and I want to make some money. Or maybe sometimes they were well-intentioned. I want to keep some kids off the street. But if they could not produce a pedigree, if they couldn't say, I have crossed hands with so-and-so, and I have crossed hands with so-and-so, who crossed hands and all the way back, Sifu would sit there for a minute. He'd look up, get out. Get out of town. What? No, no. They'd be lying on the floor. Get out of town. Sifu had no time for people who were scamming, who were not teaching traditional, authentic kung fu. Now, sometimes, sisters and brothers, people will ask us Anglicans, why is it that you have bishops? Why don't you just have pastors, like those of us who are Baptists or some Lutherans, Presbyterians, and the like? Why do you have bishops? Well, there are plenty of churches popping up all over the world, like kung fu studios. A young man fills a tug to preach the good news of Jesus, and he starts a church in his garage. An executive has a dream of Jesus telling him to build a vast worship center, and 2 years later, he's filling it with 5,000 people, hanging on his every word. A slick operator sees an opportunity to make some money. I found these rocks in Israel and I've prayed over them. 24.99, I've prayed on them. You touch it today with some faith and tomorrow your ailment will be gone. All sorts of people, some with good intentions, want to get kids off the street for Jesus. Some with less than helpful intentions. Some with training, some with no training. Some with decent ideas about who Jesus is, and others with no idea at all who Jesus is. And how do we know which of these various groups of people are teaching authentic Christianity? Real kung fu. What we need is a sifu, a practitioner of authentic Christianity, the kind of Christianity that has been handed down through the generations. We need someone who can trace their lineage all the way back. I'm sifu. I have crossed hands with Brendan Lai, who crossed hands with Wong Hun Fu, and so on. I am a bishop. And I have been laid hands on by another bishop, who was laid hands on by another bishop, who was laid hands on by another bishop, all the way back to the people who knew Jesus, who he really was. We need someone to pause for a moment. Who are you? The triune God gives us bishops to guard and to pass on the story of the true Jesus, who Jesus really was and is. The triune God gives us apostles, witnesses to this resurrected one, witnesses to center our churches around. He gives us men to whom he has entrusted the traditions of worship and right scripture reading. And God does this by passing on that office down through the generations by the laying on of hands. God gives us sifus, in other words. And in our text this evening from the book of Acts, we get the first instance of this crossing of hands or laying on of hands. We see the first installment of the passing on of the episcopacy, we would say. Literally in Greek, it is the episkopi, the office of oversight, or as the King James so elegantly puts it, the bishopric. We see this in our story. Judas, gone, dead by his own hand. The 120 members of that young church gathered there of one mind, filled with prayer. And it is in that atmosphere of prayer that the Spirit nudges St. Peter. We need someone to fill the role that Judas has left. Someone to fill his office. We need another apostle. And so, more prayers. Two names are brought forward. Someone who has been with Jesus from the moment he was baptized, witnessed his resurrection, and been there for his ascension. Eustace and Matthias. And again, more prayers, and then the lots are cast. And the Lord chooses Matthias. And we are told that he is numbered with the 11. Judas's office is given to him. He becomes an episkopos, a bishop, an apostle. The pattern continues throughout the rest of the New Testament. We have St. Paul exhorting a young Timothy to be faithful. This young sifu, be faithful to the gift you have received by the laying on of hands, and do not too quickly lay hands on anyone. In other words, this gift is to be passed on and handed down, but not to just anyone. It has to be someone who truly knows who Jesus is. the triune God sets this order in place to bear witness to who Jesus is and to keep us guarded from the hucksters, and also to keep us guarded from those who are well-meaning, who maybe, you know, studied a little bit on YouTube. In fact, in the intervening centuries, we know, again, that there were hundreds, and early on, within 100 years of Jesus' ascension, there were already hundreds of teachers coming forward. I know who Jesus really is. I had a vision of him. He appeared to me. I know who Jesus is. Follow me. And our early Christian writers, like St. Clement, St. Irenaeus, St. Ignatius, and others, all give thanks because the triune God has passed on the truth. Through the laying on of hands, one after another, the apostles have continued on, bearing witness to who Jesus really is, the one who is meek and lowly of heart, the one who offers grace for sinners. God uses bishops. Bishops to come and knock on the door. Hi, I'm Bishop Sutton, who Bishop Richards laid hands on. I should say, yeah, Bishop Riches laid hands on, whom Bishop Sellers laid hands on, whom Bishop Jordan laid hands on, all the way back to Bishop Cummins, to Bishop Seabury, all the way back to Bishop St. Irenaeus and Bishop John, St. John, and then on the other side, St. Peter. All the way back. The triune God gives us sifus, bishops to continually center us on Jesus, to bring us back again and again. As the late Archbishop of Canterbury, Michael Ramsay, once said, bishops are intended to give us a flesh and blood, tactile connection to the real Jesus, down through the centuries, hands laid upon head, hand laid upon head, all the way down, and also to unite us with the body of Christ around the world. Christianity is not something we just sort of make up in our own head or do with our own purpose. It is something that has been passed down. And so we are connected with the whole body of Christ through the bishops. God gives us sifus, bishops, to keep us centered on Jesus and to keep us from wandering off in odd directions. God wants us to know the real Jesus, and so he gives us people with a pedigree. Now again, it's true that sometimes bishops can err and make bad decisions, teach the wrong thing. And yet, even in those cases, God brings in other bishops who are faithful to the story of Jesus. Even right now, at this very moment, there are clergy in places like Russia shouting with joy because this war will purge us. And within the Russian Orthodox Church, the Metropolitan Hilarion, a bishop has said, that is blasphemous. That is not the way of Jesus. God gives us sifus to bring us back to the risen Christ, always Jesus. And that is good news. That is gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.